Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about our good friend Dave Anderson being back on the show. Dave is coming up on his 13th year as a member of our Brain Trust. How about that, folks? He's the president of Dave Anderson's Learn to Lead. It's an organization that teaches people how to be leaders, and he does it all over the world. He does it around here where customers pay him, and he takes some of that money and he gives it away on other parts, other side of the planet. That's the reason why we love him and his values. He's the author of all the important books on leadership, including How to Run Your Business by the book. If you don't make waves, you'll drown. It's all about political incorrectness, which is one of my favorites, and so many others. He's our good friend, Dave Anderson. Welcome back.
Jim, great to be back. How are you?
I'm great, and especially now that you're on the show. We love having you here, Dave.
Great
so, okay, Dave, one of the things that I'll remind people about that I've told you them about before is that before you were a talking head, you know, like me, you were running a business. You were making payroll every Friday.
That's right.
Had customers. You had locations. You had stuff to deal with. You were in the car business, weren't you?
Yeah, we had ran six car dealerships and, started Learn to Lead 18 years ago. And even now, you know, we still have payrolls and we're hiring people. And
right.
We hired a lot of people back with the dealerships. And
but
you sure
boy,
learned
you
about
did
the cost of a bad hire.
You did a lot of that back in those days. You know, whenever when you've owned a business for a while, when you hear someone say, yeah, so-and-so started that business and they grew it from, you know, in 10 years it went to 500 employees And a lot of people go, whoa, that's impressive. And I'm going, whoa, I'm glad I'm not making that payroll.
Right, exactly.
I mean, I have those
headaches.
Exactly. And so when you have that kind of cycling of that critical mass, that level of employees, you got to learn how to bring on board those people the right way, don't you?
Well, you do. You know, I teach hiring in some of my seminars, and I have people that say, well, we have a small company. You know, I don't really hire that many people, so I don't know that part of the seminar is really going to be that important to me. And I say, listen, if you've got a small team, you know, you have less margin for error.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You've got to get it right. There's, you know, if you have 100 employees and one of them's bad, the others can perfume the stench of that mediocrity.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Major companies don't have to worry. I mean, they don't like to do it. But a bad hire can hide for a career in a big company.
That's right.
But in
and
a small
do.
Company, you know, I had a one time I was talking to an old wise guy about in the cattle business back when I was in the cattle business, and I asked him about whether I should buy a good bull or how much I should spend on my bull. And he said, "Well," he said, "a good bull is 50% of your herd. A bad bull is 100% of your herd."
Yeah, well, isn't that something?
And so in a small business, a bad hire could be 100% of your problems.
Or there's just no margin for error.
Yeah.
And, you know, the problem is a lot of small business people, they don't have training in how to hire anybody.
That's right.
And
that's,
so they hire
of the two areas, Dave, that I've said since day one, small business owners have need to take a lesson from our big business cousins, and that is marketing and human resources.
Oh, absolutely.
This is the biggest, and human resources today is still a big hole for us.
Oh, it's a huge hole. Most people go in, they don't really have a strategy. They don't have they don't even know good effective.
I need an employee. Somebody's got a brother-in-law that needs a job. You're hired.
Yep, that's right. And we hire people we like rather than people that are actually qualified.
Right.
You know, oh, I really like this person.
Yep.
He's got a nice personality and this and that. Well, what I found, there are a lot of likable losers out there. I mean, they're nice people.
Most of them are, right?
Yeah. They, you know, but you wouldn't want them running your business, and your brand is at stake, and your future, and your, all your finances, and you're putting it in the hands of that person. And it's really, really scary. And, you know, interviews, frankly, Jim, they should be an elimination process, not an inclusive process. We really need to go in tough enough, you know, and looking for a way to eliminate them. And if you can't find it, that's really great. Now you get excited. But if you go in looking for a way to include them, you'll probably find it. You'll compromise. You'll drop the bar or make an exception. And then you're just going to pay for that mistake over again and over again.
The only thing more expensive than not getting a person into a position in your company is putting the wrong person in that position.
No doubt.
Talk about being unproductive. And right now, if you've got a hold of your organization, then yeah, it's maybe affecting your other people. But if you bring somebody bad in, that slot's being unproductive, and the other people are being unproductive.
They're having to clean up their messes. They're distracted by it.
Yeah.
They're not as motivated to be there. And I always say, keep a picture of the last bad hire you have. Just take a snapshot on the way out the door and take a look at
hang
that
it
before
on,
you
hang
go
it on your on your computer. Hey, Dave, I need your website, please.
It's learntolead.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, the legendary Dave Anderson and I will be right back. 20 tails, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.